Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen, along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill. Welcome
Hello,
to you all.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi there.
You know, again, this week, we're going to continue with the checkup from the neck up by answering listener questions.
This is a good one. I peeked at this one, Linda. This is a good question.
Oh, I'm glad. But I wanted to remind listeners, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can email him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air. Hopefully the next time. Anyway, you ready for this one, Rich?
All set.
Okay. I'm going to read it. My mother-in-law is bossy and seems to believe she has all the answers. Whenever she visits, she criticizes our children as spoiled and points out the things that she believes are wrong with our house. Now, I try to ignore her remarks, but I'm left feeling incompetent and angry to the point that I dread her visits, and I can't wait for her to leave. How do I solve this problem without offending her?
Mm-hmm. Gee, Rich, I bet you've never heard that question before.
Well, you know, this question, what it taps into is the universal difficulty of managing the differences we have with other people. When we have a difference, like this mother-in-law has a particular way of seeing the world. She's developed it over her life, and she has a particular way of seeing things. And then this other family, her I don't know whether it's her daughter or son, I don't think it's said, but either way, whoever it is, that family has a different way of doing things. So when we see differences that are important to us, especially around kids, by the way, that's one of the places we have a lot of investment, we get annoyed. And if it's very important to us, we get angry. Then the challenge for us is, how are we going to manage our anger? How are we going to manage the differences and the anger we feel, which is actually inside of us? We tend to think a lot of times, oh, if I only get the other person to change somehow, or I get myself to change somehow, everything will be hunky-dory. It doesn't work like that. We have to learn how to manage our own feelings in this situation. So the mother-in-law is managing her feeling of irritation, anger, by criticizing. And you can hear that when you do that in relationships, it's usually a disaster. You end up with other people feeling like, enough.
They want to run the other way.
Right, yeah. Right. It hurts and you don't want to relate to the person. On the other hand, the mom or dad, whoever this is managing their frustration. They say they're angry, which is a great thing, because if you know you're angry, that's a start. A lot of times people don't actually know they're angry and they're doing something else. But what he or she is doing is criticizing themselves and saying, I'm incompetent.
And they're also saying they dread the visit, so they're in fear.
They're anxious, and they're also going helpless. So they're passively waiting for the mother-in-law to leave, right? So all of that doesn't solve the problem. They're actually the son or daughter-in-law is what I call boomeranging. They feel angry at the mother-in-law over the criticism and the hurt, and they're boomeranging it back on themselves and going, calling themselves names, incompetent, and going passive and helpless. So the first question is then, as this person says, what can I do to manage to solve this problem without offending? Well, the fact is, you might not be able to not offend the other person.
Right.
Okay. That's one of the fears. But even if you did, so what? You have to decide, is your family and raising your children and having your family worth more than offending somebody? It's oftentimes we're afraid that if we offend somebody, it's like the end of the world.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're not going to die because you offend them. However, that said, underneath, really, we're afraid of our own anger. So this person, the job here, just like for the mother-in-law, same problem. How is the mother-in-law going to learn how to manage her anger? So is this person. How am I going to learn how to manage my anger in a way that's productive? Okay, I got to get comfortable with it. Now,
so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing you say, then, it's not so much learning how to control this other person's criticism.
Right.
It's dealing with your reaction.
Yeah, and dealing with your feeling, learning to be comfortable with your. Once you're comfortable, because this person is actually afraid. She doesn't actually, or he, doesn't actually feel their anger yet. They feel it, but it's mixed with a lot of anxiety. And you have to undo the anxiety and get to the feeling of, I'm really angry about this. Now, what am I going to do with my anger? How might it be useful? There's something also missing from this picture. I thought, what's missing from this picture?
Yeah, I know what's missing from the picture.
What?
The spouse.
The spouse,
you
right?
Think?
Exactly, Steve. Where
I
is
mean,
the spouse?
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. And the question is, so this spouse is avoiding the whole thing.
Right.
And mom and dad are not talking to each other about this problem. At least we don't hear anything about it. It's like the spouse is left alone to deal with the
right.
mother-in-law.
Or if that the daughter or son-in-law is talking to the spouse is saying, nah, nothing I can do about it.
Right, avoiding. So there's actually a problem between spouse and
right.
spouse.
Right.
So they have to figure out how we're going to, I'm betting they're, somebody here is angry at the other person.
Oh,
because
I
this has been going on for,
sure.
they're not
okay.
in it together.
So just to cut to the chase,
yeah.
so what is this person, this listener to do? What's
well,
your recommendation?
Yeah, first off, don't attack. Don't attack the person. First off, I would meet with the spouse, right? I'd have a powwow
yeah.
and say, you know, let's get together and figure out how we're going to solve this problem and deal with the problem in communicating with the spouse first. And
so you have a united front.
Have a united front.
But to do what?
To talk to mother-in-law and say, you know, we love, I call it take the bully by the horns and then say, we love you very much, but when you do this, we don't like it. We don't want that, you know. Be prepared for an angry response because
right.
this person manages their anger by discharging. One of the benefits can be the kids. These kids are getting criticized, and they're watching their parents be anxious around a bully. So they're learning to deal with, no doubt, if they're getting criticized unjustly, they're probably pretty angry about that too. Or they're depressed, or they're anxious.
Yeah.
The benefit of really facing up to this problem and dealing with it straight on in the whole family, so the whole family could take a step forward around managing differences and managing anger, so these kids wouldn't have to grow up anxious, avoidant, targeting themselves like mom, discharging like the mother-in-law. They'd be able to know, when we have differences, we get angry. Now let's see how we're going to negotiate and talk about them in a reasonable way.
Wow. That really makes sense.
Good.
That really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steve?
I think so, too. I think dealing with the problem is the problem. You know,
yes.
You're just not dealing with
and
it.
And setting
avoiding
a role model
doesn't
going
work
forward.
Well.
Right.
Yeah.
Setting a role model for good communication.
Absolutely.
Once again, I think you hit it. You nailed it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Thanks for all your help.
You're welcome.